human looking like Jay-Z is hilarious.
Oh, wait, Jay-Z?
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
It's so spot on. Mm-hmm. You ever seen that? Troy Aikman needs to be a quarterback for the
hello,
Dallas
hello,
Cowboys.
Hello, 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 hello.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Brian,
check
your fucking microphone.
And poop and pee 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 poop and pee poop and pee.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Those cauliflower crust pizzas from,
right?
The cauliflower crust from, Whole Foods is pretty decent.
Is it pre-made?
Yeah. I know you said there's some stuff in there that you can't have.
It's just too carby.
It's like 14 carbs. If you just have like one slice, you'd be alright.
I never want to have one slice of pizza.
Or just a taste.
I need at least several slices.
Just the taste. You're like a fucking junkie. Like
I'm very much a junkie. I got diabetes at 21. That's food addiction. That's real food addiction. You don't love food like I do.
I used to run a lot before I'd smoked like 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I like had some sort of body dysmorphia phase. So like I wouldn't eat and shit. And I fucking just like would stand at night and just eat everything in my refrigerator and then get really sick and then run again.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Is that how we started?
Yeah, this is how we're starting.
Deep.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have fucking revealed.
No. Starting out with due to eating disorders.
Yeah.
It wasn't really an eating disorder. I mean, it lasted a couple months.
Look at she comes right back to me.
Yeah, we're, hey, fantasy land.
Poop and pee.
Yes.
Boyfriends.
Boyfriends. How we doing? How we doing this evening?
This is a late night episode.
Yeah.
I've had some drinks.
Yes, we've all had some drinks.
I don't know.
I had a drink at Hilarity's and a drink at East End. East End selling Macallan 12 for $5 is insane.
Yeah,
that's why I love that place. I drink Makers there, and it's $3.75.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Dude, Macallan 12, if you go to a nice restaurant, will cost you like 15 to 18 bucks at least, right? My girlfriend's sitting here with us.
Yes, the lovely Sarah. Hello.
She works at Miles Garrett. Was at her restaurant.
That's not your girlfriend, that's your boyfriend's.
This is my boyfriend,
yes.
Sarah.
Boyfriends from now on.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's always plural because it has to have the Z.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
But she works at the Timber Lodge out in Medina.
Yes. Shout out Medina.
Yes.
That's where Ryan and I are from.
Yeah.
Funky Cole Medina.
We have it's 75% Medinans here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the only outlier, me and Uma.
Yeah, you and Uma.
Oh,
the dog. Yes, we're with my
Koozie.
My kids are sitting in on this episode. The dog and the cat.
This is the first for that.
I think so, yeah. Because we haven't converted the upstairs into the studio yet. There's so much shit to do here. I don't know.
That's good, dude. It's very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Ryan is honestly the most adult of all of us.
Which is
sad. He's
married
and has a house.
Yeah, which
is so sad.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a house in my name that my ex-wife lives in.
I mean, that's...
I didn't pay for it. They bought it.
Do you know if they do any sort of renovations to that house, even if you're not together, like, you could, like, sue that company for doing it? You can make them just take all that shit down.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
You should do that.
They do a bunch of renovations because it's like an up-down and they rent it out. Like I'm not trying to fuck over my ex-wife because that only makes my life harder.
Just spitball out of your belt.
You're fine. You're a bigger man.
Just spitball. Yeah. I work for a home remodeling company. We have to like make sure that all owners and all like anybody who would help with decisions is there because like people do start lawsuits and shit. It's crazy.
I'm sure, yeah. I gotta be honest, I'm like kind of pleased with my house right now.
It's a great house.
Dude, you should absolutely
be pleased.
It's
a great house.
More than kind of pleased.
Yeah.
You got it for a good
price.
This
hole right here is really fucking with my vibe.
No, yeah, that's like.
The feng shui is ruined. It's
apparently,
all going down.
I know. I gotta get a blank plate to put over that. Because apparently, like, that was a fucking light switch from 1910 or whenever this fucking house was built.
Oh. Okay.
You gotta replace that thing.
Yeah.
But that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah, no, I did a fucking... I don't mean to toot my own horn, But I fucking put a lot of elbow grease into this shit. You saw it before it was fucking... Yeah, motherfucker!
Weeks, it was like every single night, it was like, yeah, I'm fucking painting again.
Yeah, dude, like it took me so long to paint this fucking room. Even so, like some of the spots that like I fucking fucked up, if you like real look wrong with trim and shit, I know, but like now I can't stop focusing on it.
I do not hate painting. You just smoke some weed, you listen to a podcast, you just kind of zone out.
But, like, I had to do more than just paint this. Like, yeah, I had to fucking take down. Yeah. It took fucking forever. It took a month to fucking do. And I still, the spare bedroom in there, I, like, half-assed it and didn't do the trim. And so I got to fucking finish that. It's just always, now I know, like, the fucking.
That's the homeowner's.
Exactly. Point, man. Yeah, it's, like, something. Always fucking something.
But there's also no rush to do it. Like, no, you always have something to do. And you'll do it. And it will be fine. And also. Brian lives with his parents, and I live with my friend's grandma.
Yeah.
We are not judging you. All your other friends are fucking idiots and dirtbags.
Yeah, that's true.
So all of us.
Yeah.
It's not anything that you have to... Like, you're winning right now.
Unless your furnace breaks.
I just got a new furnace. We paid for a new-ass fucking furnace. This has central air in it now.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's amazing. Awesome.
Exactly.
Grandma's condo doesn't even have central air.
Yeah, it's tight.
No,
because it's just the way the building's set up.
Yeah,
they had to run fucking like ductwork and shit upstairs and stuff like that. That's my next project. Like, I gotta fucking it's upstairs.
And I'm telling you, I'll help you. I'm somewhat familiar with how to do that stuff, but I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to refresh.
I think that, so, like, we gotta put, like, the insulation up on the rafters. You guys have seen it upstairs, whatever. But, like, instead of drywalling and fucking taping and sanding and doing all that shit, I think I'm just gonna buy those fucking, it's probably a wash, it's probably no cheaper, but, you know, those prefab, just, like, that looks like wood or whatever, just, like, fucking
slap it over it?
Yeah.
But, it's like, make it look like a fucking inside of a cabin.
Yeah.
Made it rustic
as shit. Oh, yeah, I guess I could. Yeah, that'd be fucking tight as hell.
Yeah. Man cave. That's a real man cave right there. That is. Something Tim Allen would be proud of.
Fucking Tim Allen. That's so funny that, like, he was just a mid-level cocaine dealer and just dimed out all his fucking friends and became, like,
cocaine Tim Allen looked like cocaine Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah, with the mustache and shit.
He looks like a shady snitch.
He was on fucking Norm. Like, Norm's fucking podcast before he had the show.
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, like, last fall. It was probably a year ago or whatever. And he just, like... There's so few conservative comedians, you know?
Right.
That, like, they want to make it known that they're... Which, honestly, is a great business plan.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, that's half the fucking country, and there's, like...
Motherfuckers got Buzz Lightyear money. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, how are you not conservative?
Well, yeah, true. But
that's even, like, what...
I'm selling out, man. That's all I'm saying. Like but fucking, that's the thing. I'm going to a full MAGA show.
Like, Jim Gaffney came out with an album this year. That's fucking fantastic. His wife had a brain tumor, and he talks about that. It's, like, the darkest he's ever gone.
Yeah.
But it's still just jokes, like, bam, bam, bam. And that's the sweet spot where you're not doing anything political. You are just going up there and being hilarious and getting off stage.
It's hard not being
a fucking selling off the fucking Wallstein Center.
No, I know. I find it hard not to talk about just because that's the only thing that's fucking going on. Like, dude, it's so fucking ridiculous.
But that's why, like, if
I
you listen to
ignored it. I'm like done.
If you listen
just,
to
just stop.
But, like, so for example, I'm not to cut you off, but
you did.
Yeah, I know I did.
It really turns me off.
The fucking report. Did you guys just see that about the world? Like, we're 10 years away from irreversible climate damage, which in our lifetime, like, the world will end.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that, like, nobody's gonna do anything about that.
Maybe
and, like,
even more as I'm older.
You're like fucking 2 years older than me, dude.
I've been saying it. I've said it once. I'll say it 1,000 times. We should all be getting ourselves used to genetically modified organisms. We should all be getting our bodies as accustomed to science-made food as we possibly can. It's the only way humanity is going to survive.
That's that lab meat. Yeah. That lab meat. I want some of that lab meat.
Yeah.
I want
that lab meat. Give me that lab fucking spinach. I'll just make me shit indoors. where the ground is not
also,
radiated.
There, we've made some crazy fucking advances. They have that, they're making synthetic, like, almost, like you said, spinach, but, like, they're making biomechanical organisms that create oxygen. So it is engineered plants that create oxygen. They turn carbon monoxide into oxygen again. We'll, as a species, we will exist. It may not be here, but they'll get some people and they'll go out and it'll be fine.
Yeah, so it's like Elysium. Yeah. It's like that
just
fucking...
Just like the show The 100, right. Which is like, that happens and then it all starts going real, real wrong and they start going back to Earth to try and like test out the ground to see if it's irradiated. They just like send kids to die.
It's going to be Children of Men, but instead of fucking the nobody get pregnant thing, it's like fucking climate change. Like, they put all the immigrants in the camp and the prison cities and shit like that. Like, it's literally happening in our lifetimes. Nothing's going to change it. And that fucking depresses the shit out of me, man.
But
like, it's hard to fucking get up out of
it. It is depressing, but also, it's the way we move forward as a species. Some of us have to fucking suffer.
Some of us,
like
fucking...
most of us.
Yeah, like, 6.9999 billion of the 7.
Right. Also, at the same time, this report is not gospel.
It's pretty fucking... The only reason why... Now, I had the same conversation with Jimmy yesterday.
Miami's supposed to be in the water by now, according to Al Gore.
But here's the thing. That's all hyperbole, and I agree with you. There should be skepticism with any of that shit. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I believe it is because ExxonMobil fucking believes it, because they know what's going to happen for their profits.
Or they've just pivoted into a different type of energy.
No. They're not. I'm not saying that they're fucking like doing anything to prevent it. Like, they're fucking... They've already... that's why...
Accepted it?
So, it's not even that. So, like, the United States right now, this is something that nobody fucking ever talks about it, but, like, Russia
Everybody
and the
knows
U.S.
This. Nobody knows this.
Yeah, and the fucking, like,
Alex
the Arctic.
Jones. Ryan Jones.
The gay frogs!
Oh, and all the permafrost melting?
Yes. But there's all this, like, oil claim, like, there's military fucking exercises and shit like that. And ExxonMobil has been lobbying the government to fucking do all that shit. So it is coming, because if it weren't, they wouldn't make money. You know what I mean? Like, fucking... I guarantee you that... I mean, look at the fucking hurricane that hit the panhandle this fucking week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's never has there been a hurricane that strong in October, ever. I just saw it today. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Fucking burn it all. I think it's hilarious.
You were just concerned, like, 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, that's
sometimes
my
it's hard to get out of bed. Honestly, fuck this shit. I don't even care.
You're right. Exactly. See, I turn on a dime. See, that's why I'd be a good politician.
I still feel like nobody knows anything about anything, and to be able to, like, you can see that bad things are happening, but if you're going to put a number on it, like, I have a hard time believing you, because it seems like science, a lot of times with these studies, gets kicked back down to earth a lot.
Fair, but it seems anecdotally, in the last, like, 5 years that I can remember, it's been severe weather.
It's definitely happening. I just don't think the timeline... The irreversibleness of it is something that... And also, we're not the problem as much as China and every place else in the world. Where they have no regulations and give no fucks about it. Go to Asia and try and breathe in their fucking shit air.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. But, like, the fucking government also... We're the only country that pulled out of the fucking Paris. Like, just... Not even, like... That's not even going to do anything.
We know what that...
I understand. Yeah, it's not going to do anything, but just symbolically, we just fucking, as a country, just said, nah, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Like, and actually, last week, the administration released a report easing back emissions regulations for cars because, well, you know, they donate to the Republicans or whatever. But, like, their rationale in the paper and the decision that they made was that it's climate change is irreversible, so we might as well not have any regulations on it.
Yeah.
Which is fucking, I guess, like, yeah.
That's what,
like,
you just said.
Today, exactly. Well, I mean, that's the fucking theory of the government. So why not everybody just fucking buy in?
Well,
but that,
it's the theory of this administration.
And they're winning.
For now, and then there'll be a new administration at some point, and then it'll swing back and
again, a study did just come out. I think it's the Washington Post, right? That came out with the article saying that if the people that didn't vote just voted, that Trump would never win.
Absolutely right.
Right. That is 100% fact.
And
he's going to be gone in 4 years. He's not gaining new supporters.
I really think that he's going to win again, man.
Honestly, everybody just go vote. Just go do it. That's it.
But
that's
they're not going to because when you don't offer things to people that are subject... Like, listen...
Getting rid of Trump is an offer. That's there. Having him not there is an offer. All you gotta... I didn't like Hillary whatsoever. I don't like...
Neither do I.
Like, voting's super easy where I live. Like, I'm there for 2 seconds every single time.
But
like,
as...
You're waited in a line. And I get that it's different in some places. But everybody that's not voting in, like, a smaller town, you're an idiot. Go fucking vote.
I understand, but as Brian, Bill, and Ryan, 30-year-old white guys, you know what I mean? Like, it's different than fucking, like, if the opposite of Trump's party isn't offering anything, what incentive do they have? Because normal, like...
Go ask them if they want, everybody but us white guys, go ask them if they want Trump in office. And people will not just say, yeah, I'd rather he not be there. They'll go on and on about how he's the worst thing to happen in this country forever.
Absolutely.
Getting him out of office is the offer.
But it also...
You don't need a fucking offer otherwise.
But also, like...
For the not Trump.
For the last 10 years, the Republicans have gerrymandered, like, the fucking... And, like, kicked people off voting.
It's all garbage, but the studies have been done, and everybody knows with the numbers that the numbers that came out for Obama did not come out against Trump. I'm not even saying vote for Hillary.
Right.
Against Trump.
And here's the thing, too. You know who also probably want to be a president in the next election? Donald Trump, because he didn't want to be the president in the first place.
Now it's a pride thing.
Yeah. It was a pride thing, but he also...
He didn't want to be one.
The same people that are predicting that these things predicted that he would lose. So there's so many different... Like, we'll just have to wait and see. Can we talk about sports?
Yeah, we always devolve into politics, and I think it's my fault.
It's just sometimes.
It's definitely your fault.
Yeah, it's definitely your fault. But
it
just, that's all I fucking read about, man.
That's probably why everything feels so much more intense, because you've never been bombarded by this much information.
We got to get you new hobbies. Why don't you start reading about...
Be like me. Just start studying daily fantasy football to make $18 off of hours of work.
Well, let's talk about daily fantasy because I came in 39th place.
Out of how many?
Out of 10,000.
That's pretty fucking nuts.
Congratulations.
Good.
That's great.
I won $50 and it's not like the most money, but just being that high, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That felt good.
And you just know... Preparation just got
yeah, just
feeling.
Fucking
yeah,
going.
That's fucking great.
Playing the matchups, whatever, and like just trying to get the people that you think are gonna have a good game, and then find those value picks that might pan out.
Yeah, I was texting you guys the other day, but like I finally looked at my brother-in-law's DraftKings, like the leaderboards, or whatever. The number one guy is named Moneyball 10, and I was like, all right, I'm fucking. They fucking used me as a rube for the fucking $50 to fucking do it, because like my brother-in-law is cool and shit. But, like, he knows, like, he was talking about, like, yards after catch, like, the other day. I was like, fuck. Well, but, like, it wasn't that. It was some, like, fucking, like, sabermetrics for football.
I think that the real key for guys like us, because I drive a lot.
Right.
You know, she lives out in Medina. Mm. I work in Hinckley. And I'm not always, like, sometimes I got to go home and then back. I'm going that 40 minutes each way a lot. So I listen to, like, 2 different DFS podcasts.
Right.
And it seems like the key for guys like us are the big 50-50s, because all you got to do is get within the top half and you double your money.
Yeah.
Everybody in the top half doubles their money.
Okay.
So you want to get, like, the big ones, and the other thing is to have limited entries. Like, a lot of those contests, especially the cheaper ones... It's like
unlimited.
Maybe it caps out at like 20 to 30.
Right.
So these guys are using these people that they pay who have algorithms.
Yeah.
Right.
To create like the biggest percentage wise, who has the shots of doing these, and they'll make a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And just play the percentages on how they play guys off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I guess the guy I work with knows this guy, but like I was paying attention to this one specific tournament I entered, and this guy he entered the same lineup twice in this one. And as well as apparently like 50 other ones.
Yeah.
And he won $75,000 for each. $150,000 on a Sunday.
Oh, no shit.
Yep.
I remember a couple of years ago that, like, a couple employees from DraftKings and then what's the other one?
FanDuel.
Yeah, they were, like, colluding with one another, like, to fucking...
Yeah. Well, and then they were supposed to merge, and then they didn't let them. And
that would be a monopoly, though.
Yeah. Well, there's also there's a league called Draft. That one's different because that one's a snake draft. I did that one last year.
That's interesting. I actually
it's interesting. Like you only get like five players. You get like five.
Oh,
or
that's
six.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Actually,
it's pretty cool because you think like okay, I'm gonna take all these top guys because like if you're only doing five rounds of a draft, you're gonna take five of the top. Like you like look at your team like oh shit, I got Travis Kelce. I got Drew Brees. I got, like, my team is stacked. But then one person went outside the box and gets someone that scores 40 points, and you're just like, fuck, screw
that's a, like, I listen to what the strategy is supposed to be. And, like, with the 50-50s, you want the guys with the highest floor.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that are going to score, you know, consistently.
15 to 20 points.
Yes, every single week. And then with the tournament plays, you want to spend the big money on, like, the top guys that are going to have the best chance.
Yeah.
But then you got to find the contrarian plays. You want the guys that are going to be less owned because then you have a shot of jumping.
Well, that's what I was trying to do the past couple weeks is, just, like, look at the fucking defenses. Like, who's the worst pass defense? Because I go heavy on running backs, you know what I mean?
Because
there's only a handful of them.
But you have to, and that's the thing, is like you have to go heavy on running backs, but you have to also, you play the matchups, you play the touches, there's so many different aspects that go into it. Like, let me see if I can pull up my line.
Alvin Kamara really fucked me in.
Yeah, he fucked me too.
And that's the thing too, it's
I splurged on him on the flex, you know what I mean? Like
sometimes you're paying so much for some, like Antonio Brown's been pretty shitty this year, and then he had a good game this week. Like, you never know what's going to happen. So my team this past week that was 39th out of 10,000 was Drew Brees, Melvin Gordon, John Connor, who scored like almost 40. But like my biggest... But then I also had
James
guys that didn't do much. Like I had Landry, I had Aguilar, Jesse James did shit. But then I had the Browns defense, which was 12 points, which helped make up for that
stuff.
And then Isaiah Crowell. Like that was my gamble.
Yeah.
Because he was super cheap, but I know he has up and down games. So I had like five or six different lineups. I threw him in one. I threw, Breida in one. Like those guys that are, even Kareem Hunt, like he hasn't had a big game this year, but he's going to have a big game.
And he's had some decent games.
Yeah,
he's had
a decent
game. So like he, and he's been super cheap.
Super cheap.
Like, $6,000.
I've been as my third receiver the last couple weeks. Here's a spoiler. You guys can fucking take it, but like I've lost every game. Taylor Gabriel. Ever after fucking Mitch.
Well,
fucking
Ryan Anderson was the guy that I leaned on a bunch last year, and he's finally kicked in because he had those because guys like that, like him, Boyd,
Mohamed Sanu, great fucking receiver. You know Mohamed Sanu and fucking
Sanu and what's that new guy on their team?
Oh, Galladay. Yeah.
No. Well,
Galladay is a beast.
Yeah, he is. But you know that Mohamed Sanu and fucking Golden Tate are the only two receivers in the all teams that had 1,000 yard receiving years last year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. The two starting wide receivers that both had 1,000 yards was fucking Golden Tate and fucking Mohamed Sanu.
And then Marvin Jones and... Wait, they weren't on the same team.
I'm thinking Marvin Jones and fucking Golden Tate.
Okay,
never mind.
Okay,
they were both Cincinnati Bengals. I get them fucking confused.
They were, And they were big same body.
Who's that other kid that just got... I think he's a rookie for Atlanta. He's had
Cal Ridley.
So that's
Ridley,
a dude that
who I thought they should
for people because
couple monsters and then a back to earth week.
Yeah.
Versus,
but
the
that's
Steelers.
The thing is you're that's why you do a bunch of lineups so that you can find those guys that might take you over the top. So, but you're talking about the guys that have the floor. So you get some of those guys that are going to get you to that plateau.
Yep.
And then you need that one person that just takes you over the top. like
you need the cheap guys like so you can afford. Yeah. Like I last week in a lot of my fantasy things, like I started Gurley, Melvin Gordon, and Ezekiel. No, not Ezekiel Elliott and Kamara. All three.
Yeah,
I should have went with Zeke, but. You know, hindsight 2020.
Who was the guy from Houston? What's the receiver's name that you were texting us about?
Kiki Q. Kiki Q is the best name.
That is a fucking spectacular name.
What was the
Kiki? He sounds like a brat star.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson. That's
the DeBrickashaw Ferguson is the gold standard of fucking.
That's the first
I like
one.
Kiki Cutie better. I'll go.
No,
right.
It's a bet, but like you gotta go. Kiki like DeBrickashaw.
Cutie is the best last name.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not better. I'm saying. Of the names that kicked off the weird
yeah,
names.
Yeah, that was the fucking gold standard.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson is... That's the OG. That's what...
Barkevious Mingo.
Barkevious Mingo is good. Kiki!
But that was my... I chose to do a bit about that. About how great of a name Kiki Mingo is.
That's a pretty good
Kiki
one.
Kiki Mingo sounds like a South Beach drag queen.
He's got those pointy nails. How do you wipe your ass with fucking like Sarah, have you ever had like nail extensions?
Yeah.
Yes, she has.
And you, how do you wipe your ass?
It's difficult.
Yes, I don't know, I would imagine.
You have enough toilet paper covering the tips of your fingernails to make sure that
you individually wrap them.
No, you don't individually wrap. But you have enough covering like the tips of your fingernails.
Oh my goodness.
Just in case. Yeah.
What? Did you ever use those fingernails to pick your nose?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work really well.
No, actually, I find it easier to pick my nose without them.
Okay.
She specifically talked about being excited to pick her nose better when the nails came off.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the honesty.
Mm-hmm. Like, how...
No,
I just got my car detailed, and so I'm trying to be less of a piece of shit. Because my car is, like, super clean right now. So now I flick my boogers out the window.
Oh, good call.
Instead of just onto the floor, man.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to change that about myself.
Yeah, I do that too. Everybody does that.
And I was talking about that on the radio, and everybody was like, you're what? Huh? And I'm like,
no, everybody fucking.
Everybody fucking flicks. Yeah, exactly. Fucking roll and flick.
Wait, they're acting like they don't do it at all?
Yeah, they all fucking don't. They're liars.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Buy horses.
How fucking. How were they FloJo style? Like
no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you ever see those like Indian guys that fucking grow out their fingernails?
Oh yeah,
that's
just
like,
insane.
Spool up and shit.
Ripley's. I remember that book that came out that everybody had.
Yeah. The Ripley's book that image is burned in my head is the Fat Twins.
On motorcycles.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I always made fun of Brassfield. I was like, "Where's your fucking clone, Dick?"
He would make a great twin.
He would fucking, yeah.
I wish there were two James Cromwell. I can't say that about a lot of people. But I wish there were two James Cromwell.
Shout out to Teach These Devils. That's on our podcast. Oh, wait, no, they're not on our podcast network anymore.
Ow, Uma, you bitch.
I forget we're on a podcast network.
Yeah, me too. But I just never think about it because we don't pay shit. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't talked to Jordan in fucking months, so we're still on it, I guess.
Which one are we again?
We're Above Below Network. Shout out to all those shows.
Shout out. Well, thank you so much.
Shout out to fucking superfan Rustin McCann fucking reciting back to me something yesterday, which
what?
I don't even... Yeah, he
Rustin
fucking...
Wasn't, what's
Rustin
up, Rustin? Thanks
fucking,
for filming my thing.
Yeah. He's a big fan of the show. Apparently.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Grant Hoffman.
Shout out,
flying
Grant.
Out to his wedding next week in Arizona.
All your buddies fucking
all of them.
Yeah.
They
all do like
this year. All my like my close group of high school friends all got engaged within 6 weeks of one another.
They'll do destination weddings, it seems too, right? Isn't this like the third
destination
fucking
wedding?
Well, just like isn't it the third wedding that you fucking traveled out of state for? Oh wait, they live there.
They live there.
Okay.
They live there and this year I have not traveled out of state to any of them.
Went to the bachelor party
for that same guy.
Alright. Well, never mind then. Okay. Well, then this continues our Southwest.
His wedding is very expensive for me.
No, I bet. Yeah.
It's worth it. I never think twice about
it's a wedding.
Not being there wasn't an option.
That's why every time I get a wedding invitation, like, damn it, I gotta drop $200.
Yeah.
You know?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
My buddy Keegan's getting married in December. And then next year, somebody, like, the guy I used to do a podcast with, Donuts and Ice Cream, that kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's getting married in fucking New Orleans. There's no way I can make that.
Didn't he have a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's we should bring him on to talk MMA sometime.
Ah, I would love to.
We should talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
First, let's talk about...
I didn't watch it.
What, Derek Lewis and his hot balls?
Derek Lewis took his shorts off.
And they shot... They set up that fight. Him and...
Which Stipe got fucked.
Fucked. That he got fucked. Yeah. At the very least, it should have been Stipe versus
Lewis.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's not even on the card, right? Stipe?
He doesn't have any fights scheduled.
Yeah, he's not fucking... Yeah, that's bullshit.
But that's what happened. Yeah. He's not... Like, Dana White clearly wants everybody to be outrageous right now. Mm-hmm. He's clearly pushing everybody.
Oh, I know. The fake hand wringing over that fucking fight was like, dude, you fucking promoted this shit for how...
That was a legitimate riot, though.
No, it was.
That was legitimate.
Riot.
But they love it.
That made Dana White upset?
No. The same with the bus thing. That didn't make Dana White fucking upset.
Repeatedly saying, you don't appreciate me. It's you. You guys are not doing right by me. I feel disrespected.
And he's right.
Like, that's what Dana does not like.
Yeah.
He wants
him to go after another fighter, not after the company.
Yes. And Stipe never went after the other fighters, and he only went after the company, and now this is what happened.
Well, if you watch the fucking, like, interview that Dana White did after that fucking bus thing with Colin McGregor,
you can watch anything they've done.
No, I know, but, like, he was like, I'm so upset. What did I say?
Colin McGregor.
Whatever. Fucking, you know. The fucking potato eater, Conor McGregor, whatever. Fucking, like, he was so upset about... It's like, well, I don't want him to be in the UFC anymore, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, that's clearly a fucking act, because then you let him go on Conan and then say some racist shit about fucking
Whole bunch of shit against Muslims. And did you see Brendan Schaub call it?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Brendan Schaub called it days before the fight on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Mm.
They were talking about it, and Schaub was like, who does like stand-up and shit? He used to be a heavyweight fighter.
Yeah. He was on one of the seasons. He was on the Kimbo Slice season of Ultimate Fighter. And I liked him as a fighter. I've heard him on... I haven't heard of stand-up, but...
He's played football at Colorado, too.
He's very... entertaining dude. He knows what he's talking about. He's been on Your Mom's House. He's been on Joe Rogan.
Him and Brian Callen, who's the most well-read person in the world.
Oh, really?
Listen to that dude fucking talk. He never shuts the fuck up. I like him. I like Brian Callen.
He was good on Mad TV, too.
Actually. Yeah, and he was amazing in The Hangover.
He's the coach.
Classic in The Hangover.
Oh, yeah,
He's the coach on the Goldbergs.
And that I don't know.
Oh, he's fucking great on there.
I've never watched that show.
Or he's like the gym teacher. He wears like the high gym teacher gym shorts and stuff. It's really fucking funny. You never watched the show?
I've seen it before.
Brian doesn't like Jews. That's why.
I'm not the person who has renounced Israel multiple times.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Nah, I have renounced. Fuck.
Whatever.
Foo, foo. Is my dog still there?
Yeah, he's fine. He's been a good boy.
All right, good. Fucking, oh yeah, we called out Ronowski last week about him fucking doing that.
Whatever.
To be fair, though, like,
Listen, I get what he was doing, but just don't do it, like have the respect for me at my show to understand, like, that's not how I handle things. And also, it was all comic, like, there was no one there that was offended other than him and his girlfriend, and, like, just walk out of the room, or just fucking talk to him afterwards, there's no reason to start booing to make a bad show worse.
Yeah.
To be fair...
It was much better tonight. It's fucking great tonight.
Yeah, no, there was a big turnout.
Mm-hmm.
That's because Colby...
And you boys are up on Monday.
Oh, yes, that's right. We have a fucking Great Lakes.
Craft Laughs.
Please come out to that. That'll be fucking dope.
It's going to be a good turnout.
I told you guys, like, I'm like... I did that contest that we talked about last
week. Yeah, look at Ryan.
No. But, like, I canceled and, like, I finally fucking showed up and I don't give a shit about this, whatever. And then I fucking won and now I'm obsessed with winning. Like, I'm not going to fucking, like, I'm going to win and then I'm going to take that money and then burn it on fucking the stage and then fucking motherfuck everybody in the crowd. That's my singular fucking focus.
Why don't you finish that?
That sounds real. There. That sounds like a typical Ryan DePerna self-destruction.
No, absolutely. Exactly. For sure. But like,
everyone's,
I don't
worry about you afterwards.
I don't give a shit. That's going to be great. That'll go down in the annals of fucking the three white dudes that still like me. Mm-hmm. Nobody else. Why are you drinking Faygo there, Brian?
It's a juggalo.
I'm a juggalo.
Yeah?
Yeah. It all started with axe throwing, and it just grew from there.
You know, I'm a big fan of fucking Murder Jay. Whatever
after
the fuck this guy's name.
Shaggy
Violent Jay.
Which one tried to dropkick Fred Durst? One of them tried to
dropkick Fred Durst. Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
I
saw
on
that.
Stage.
I saw that on
Fantastic.
Twitter. I believe it was Violent Jay. That's
Shaggy Doo Dub that did the joke. The chopstick.
Why do you watch it? Does anybody know that? Other than like the obvious of it just being Fred Durst?
No, I didn't click on it. I saw the headline and I moved on. And
oh, this is worth watching.
Boys, it's funny. How deep into this are we?
We're like 38 minutes. We can fucking end it if you get
it.
It's
not for you. It's for me. It's like midnight.
Yeah, I'm tired too.
I'm alright.
I didn't realize it was midnight. I gotta be up early. I was tired of shit all day today.
That's fair. Do you see my Krispy Kreme original glazed donut candle that I have?
Is that what that is?
That's a candle?
Yes, it is.
That's fucking cool.
I can't wait to smell like the back of some girl's lower back.
It's not what they smell like.
Yeah, but
we
like,
should absolutely like that in the studio.
Yes, we will. Actually, yeah.
Studio
candle. All right, so come see us on Monday at Great Lakes if you're in
Great Lakes.
Who's
your sleeper this week?
We're still doing this?
Oh, yeah.
My sleeper is... Oh, I'm going to go with... Chris Carson's going to have a big week.
I'm going to go Cameron Brate, the tight end.
Oh, yeah, for
Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
I'm going to go... Giovanni Bernard.
I feel like that's a real dumb one.
That's, yeah, because Mixon's going to be fully
healthy. Back. And Bernard's banged up.
Oh, well, okay. I was just
stick
trying
with
to...
it. Stick by your guns.
Yeah, you're right.
Shitty
I
for
am.
Him. Just know that.
I don't care. I was just trying to search for a name that was, like, kind of obscure, but it's not really that obscure.
There's weeks when that would have been a good pick, just not this one.
Last week I was all about Jameson Crowder. I thought it was going to put me over the top.
I just had to pick him up in my other league just because I got nothing else going on in that. Like, my work league, I am 0-5. I lost by 2 points this week.
In our league, my running backs are insane. And two points. Are you still winless, right?
In our league, I finally lost
no.
one game.
In your work league, you're winless.
Yeah,
your team is a juggernaut. Kamara got you this.
Yeah.
Though
I'm 4-1.
I had Ingram on my bench, but my running backs are ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
It's Kareem Hunt, Christian McCaffrey, Sony Michel, Aaron Jones, and him.
That's very good. Sony Michel's a good one.
You just got them fucking Saints in there murdering it.
Yeah.
This is going to be your other week to possibly lose.
Yeah, because it's their bye week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fucking... It's gonna be a tough one.
You still got Adam Thielen.
I'm just going to sit with my fucking
look
dog.
At you right now. Look at Dr. Doolittle over here.
All these animals fucking like me, and I don't like them back. But they're fine.
You're their father.
Yeah.
I know. Anyways, I'm a cold-hearted bitch.
I need
a All right. We love you all. I hate the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
It's me awful. Too. Yeah, I know. So does everybody.
Alright.
Alright,
good night, everybody.
Good night. See ya.